आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
ओ
सहनावतु सहनौनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तम गोचरम्
परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं
प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्। इन् अवर् लास्ट् सेशन् वी वर् डिस्कसिङ्ग् अबौट् द ग्रास् बाडी एण्ड् द प्राण अन्नमय कोश एण्ड् प्राणमय कोश। द लास्ट् वर्स् आफ् अन्नमय कोश शङ्कराचार्यजी से देहात्मधीरेव निराम असिद्ध्यां जन्मादि दुःख प्रभवस्य बीजम्। The bees, the seed of all our sorrow is identification with the unreal and identification with the body. This is the cause of our sorrow.
What is the remedy?
Disidentify, only this much. Yatah tatastam jahi tam prayatna. So we have to jahi, we have to destroy this identification, not destroy the annamaya kosha or the body or the mind or intellect or the world. You don't have to destroy all those things. What we have to destroy is the identification. Who created this identification? I created this identification. Why did you create? Ignorance. Because of ignorance, I created. Now with the knowledge, we have to disidentify. Only disidentify. You don't have to destroy your body or leave your home, leave your family, leave your bank balance or whatever you have got. Only disidentify and enjoy the world. The cause of suffering is only identification with all these things. Gurudev writes, this verse concludes the reflection upon the body. The body, like all other objects in the world outside, must undergo the fivefold changes, birth, growth, disease, decay, and death. Every change has inherent pain and consequent sorrow in it. Since the whole world is changing, the whole world will give us sorrow only, ultimately. That we have to understand clearly. When identified with the body, one has to undergo all the sorrows which arise from it, and it is unavoidable modification. Therefore, the cause for this sorrow is the identification with the body. The idea that I am the body is the seed from which all these sorrows stem forth. So the only way to get rid of this sorrow is to renounce this devastating identification. Only we have to destroy identification, attachment. Each one of us has been living with this identification for ages, all through our many past lives. This identification is continuing from time immemorial. Any amount of study and logical arguments will not help us to stop this identification. At times, no doubt, we may feel that we are not body, but the very next moment, alas, we fall back into the natural delusion. So long we are in the class, we understand everything. The moment we go out of the satsang hall, again the same world comes. Acharya Shankara advises us to give up this identification through effort. You have to put in effort. It will not go automatically. Don't think one day it will go away. It will never happen. We have to put in the effort to disidentify. Practice and exercise of the will. Time and again, we are required to study and reflect, to feel and think, to contemplate and meditate that we are not the body and that we are the supreme reality. We have seen many times there are two things, Atma and Anatma. We think we are Anatma, and the scripture says, no, you are not Anatma, you are I. This is knowledge, that's all. Crux of the whole Upanishad, all Gita and everything, you are Brahman, you are not Anatma. When this study and contemplation has taken deep root in our understanding Chitta, and when the glimpses of reality are perceived, then there is no more any becoming. Becoming means getting subject to change. The whole life we are always becoming bhava, bhava, bhava. We want to become this, 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 and this. These fivefold changes will not affect the individual who has disengaged himself from the sense of being the body and has identified himself with the nature of the Supreme Self. When the idea I am the body is removed from the intellect, when the subtler equipment is disengaged from the body, subtler equipment? Mind, etc., disengaged from the body, then there are no more any vasanas in the inner equipment. The body will go on like a car for as long as its momentum lasts. This body will also go as per its prarabdha. The moment the prarabdha is finished, the body will drop. Thereafter, since it has no more vasana for taking up another body, the individual crosses all becoming. He becomes videha mukta, no more birth. Then he says in the pranamaya course, the food seat which was explained in the preceding verse is completely pervaded by this vital air seat. There is prana in toe as well as in the bro. If some portion of the prana is gone, that portion becomes paralyzed. Gurudev is trying to prove that prana pervades the whole body. It is everywhere. If some part is not serviced by the prana, that part is paralyzed. Khatam. Thus, this pranamaya kosha is the atman of annamaya kosha. Owing to its vital air seat and its dynamism alone, all the activities of the body take place. Hence, the pranamaya kosha is considered as the soul of annamaya kosha. Now many of you have got the doubt about one thing, whether the pranamaya kosha is the gross body or the pranamaya kosha is the subtle body. In Kindle Life, Gurudev has written, here he explains, some textbooks consider it along with the gross and some along with the subtle body. Pranamaya kosha will go with the gross body or the subtle body. He says both are right. Because it is the glue which holds the subtle body with the gross body. Glue means it is the powerhouse, it is the energy. Pranas are the energy. It energizes our gross body also and energizes our subtle body also. Mind, intellect also it energizes. Therefore, this prana can be tagged with the gross body also and prana can be tagged with the subtle body also. Therefore, one part is in cohesion with the gross and the other part with the subtle body. Then he says this prana is also not Atman. And he gives a reason for that. Naiva Atma pranamaya vayu vikaro, because it's a modification of air. One air becomes five prana, it's a modification. But in Atman there is no modification. Ganta aganta vayuvat antar bahi. Ganta goes out, aganta coming in. So if I say the prana is Atman, when it goes out, Atman has gone out. Aganta is coming in, then prana or the Atman has come in. Not possible. Atman never goes in and out like air. Yasmat kinchit kwapi na veti ishtam anishtam. It does not know what is it. Likes or dislikes, good or bad. No likes and dislikes in pranas. That is why this prana does not rest. Only reason why prana does not rest. All other our sense organs, they need rest because all of them has got likes and dislikes. But the prana has got no likes and dislikes. So, va anyam na kinchan nityam paratantra. It does not know itself because it is not, and it does not know others also, and it is nitya paratantra, it is dependent on consciousness. If consciousness is not there, prana will not function because prana is also inert. Prana is also inert. Whole world is inert. Vasana, BMI, PFT, OET, everything is inert. Only sentient thing is the Atman. So sentience is given by Atman. Therefore, prana is dependent on Atman. Now comes the Manomaya Kosha.
Jnanendriyani cha manascha manomaya syat.
Jnanendriyani cha manascha manomaya syat.
Kosho mamaham iti vastu vikalpa hetuhu. Kosho mamaham iti vastu vikalpa hetuhu. Sangadi bheda kalana kalito baliyan.
Sangadi bheda kalana kalito baliyan.
Tat purva kosham avipurya vijrimbate yaha.
Tat purva kosham avipurya vijrimbate yaha.
Once again. Jnanendriyani cha manascha manomaya syat.
Jnanendriyani cha manascha manomaya syat.
Kosho mamaham iti vastu vikalpa hetuh.
Kosho mamaham iti vastu vikalpa hetuh.
Sangadi bheda kalana kalito baliyan.
Sangadi bheda kalana kalito baliyan.
Tat purva kosham abhipurya vijrimbate yaha.
Tat purva kosham abhijambhate yaha.
Together. Jnanendriyani cha manascha manomaya syat. Kosho mamaham iti vastu vikalpa hetuh. सङ्गादिभेदकलनाकलितोबलीयान् तत्पूर्वकोशमभिपूर्य विजृम्भते यः.
So now Shankaracharya is going to take many verses on Manomaya Kosha. It is very important. He is taking 17 verses. From 167 to 183 is Manomaya Kosha. Gyanendriyani cha manascha manomaya syat kosha. Its components are 5 organs of perception and mind. In Tattvabodha also we studied the same thing. Mana plus 5 Gyanendriya. What are those 5 Gyanendriya? All are in head of this. Touch. Eyes, ear, nose. Taste and touch. 5 Gyanendriya. What is the job of mind? Mam aham iti vastu vikalpa hetu. Mam aham. Mean moment the mind comes into action, mam and aham. These two things come. I and my. So what is their function? Vastu vikalpa hetu, it is cause of the diversity of things. Immediately it will start recognizing difference. Different type of flower, different persons, different types of other things, differences. It is the job of the mind to differentiate. So the moment mind comes in, it is mine, this is yours, I and my, this thing starts. And it distinguishes between different things. But there is no I and my in the pranamaya kosha. I and my is only in the manomaya kosha. Then sangyadibhed kalna kalita valiyan. Sangyadibhed, difference of names. Difference of names. Kalna kalita, endowed with the faculty of creating. Baliyan, powerful. It has the essential faculty of creating the differences of name, etc., and it is powerful. So what does organs of perception do? They, eyes will bring only color and forms. Eyes don't say this is rose. They will bring the form and color and give it to mind. It is the mind which differentiates. This is rose. This is marigold, this is lotus, this is blue, this is red. This is the job of mind. And it is powerful. Arjun also said, Chanchalami mana Krishna pramati valabad dridam. It is very powerful. Imagine the speed of mind. You are sitting here, 17,000 kilometer Delhi, you can reach within fraction of a second. You can reach sun and moon in a fraction of a second. How powerful it is. Balavat dridam. So it pervades the other seas. Mind pervades the lower seas, the grosser seas. What are the grosser seas? Before that is the pranamaya. And before pranamaya, annamaya. So manomaya pervades pranamaya and annamaya kosha. The moment you listen a name, say Bhim Sen, your mind will immediately think Bhim must be. But that Bhim Sen may be a thin person. But mind will immediately think Bhim Sen like this. So this is mind. And how are these koshas? The koshas are Mahatma, they explain this way. Suppose you buy a nose pin, it's very small. So they will wrap in one red color paper, then they will give you a pouch, then they will make a gift pack, then they will give you a carry bag. The carry bag is this way. Similarly, this body also, gross body is big, inside smaller, smaller, smaller. It is subtler, 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 subtler. What is the meaning of subtler in Vedanta? More pervasive. More pervasive. Very good. So when we analyze mind, we will find two things. I thought and my thought. And that is all that creates the all problems. In Tattvabodh, you will find Manascha Gyanendriya Panchakam Mritva Yo Bhavati Sa Manomaya Kosha. Only this much was given in Tattvabodh. But you here you find more details, more about the mind. What is its function? What is their aham and mam? How it differentiates? That is everything is said here. 168.
पञ्चेन्द्रियै पञ्चभिरेव होत्रिभिः
पञ्चेन्द्रियै
पञ्चभिरेव होत्रिभिः प्रचीयमानो विषयाज्यधारया प्रचीयमानो विषयाज्यधारया जाज्वल्यमानो बहुवासनेन्धनैः ज्वल्यमानो बहुवासनेन्धनैः मनोमयाग्निर्वहति प्रपञ्चम् मनोमयाग्निर्वहति प्रपञ्चम् पञ्चेन्द्रियै पञ्चभिरेव होत्रिभिः
पञ्चेन्द्रियै पञ्चभिरेव होत्रिभिः
प्रचीयमानो विषयाज्यधारया
प्रचीयमानो विषयाज्यधारया
जाज्वल्यमानो बहुवासनेन्धनैः
ज्वल्यमानो बहुवासनेन्धनैः
मनोमयाग्निर्वहति प्रपञ्चम्
मनोमयाग्निर्वहति प्रपञ्चम्
पञ्चेन्द्रियै पञ्चभिरेव होत्रिभिः प्रचीयमानो विषयाज्यधारया जाज्वल्यमानो बहुवासनेन्धनैः मनोमयाग्निर्वहति प्रपञ्चम्
Now Shankaracharya is giving a metaphor to understand mind. What is this mind? We all have seen havan, a havan kunda. What is this havan kunda? A fire ritual. So how it is done? You will find different type of priest, they sit around that. One priest will only chant mantra. Other will put the oblation. Then third person will be there, is some other duty. And they are called Argyu, Brahma and Hota. They're different names and they have got different specific functions to do. They will not interfere any other function. And the oblation is put it ghee in the fire and the fire continues to burn. The more you put, the fire continues. Similarly, here also it is said this mind is also a havan kunda. Havan kunda. Who are the priest? Five Gyanendriya are the priest. What they are doing? They are putting oblations. What oblations? They are putting oblations of sense objects. Because the oblation of sense objects is continuously being poured by five Gyanendriya, the mind is active. Is it not so? What is the function of all five Gyanendriya? Eyes will bring form and color. Ear will bring sound, smell, taste, touch. They all bring stimuli, one after another. And where are they putting? They are putting oblations in the mind. Mind as if is a continuous fire is kindled there and oblations are being poured. So, pancha indriyai panchabhi eva hotribhi prachiyamanam vishay ajya dharaya. Pancha indriyai, five organs of perception. Panchabhi, by these five. By this five, eva indeed, alone, only these five they bring the stimuli. Hotribhi, hotribhi is a priest. Prachiyamanam, being fed. continues being fed. Visay ajya, ajya means the ghee. So what they bring? They also bring the ghee. What type of ghee? Visay ghee. Visay ajya, dharaya, as a continuous flow. It's coming. So prachimana, these five priests are bringing and putting into that fire. Another way to interpret is that the five GI Gyanendriya are five servants. Five servants of mind. And they obey mind. They never interfere with the function of others. Eyes will bring only color and form. Eyes will not hear. Why will not hear? That is different thing. Similarly, different organs of perception, they will bring their stimuli and as a faithful servant and offer it to mind. Jajwalyamana bahuvasana indanai manomaya agni bahati prapancham. Jajwalyamana, set ablaze. Jajwalyamana, set ablaze. Bahuvasana indanai, by the fuel of numerous desires. Vasana here means desires. Because according to the vasana, the desire will arise in the intellect. All the desires are guided by that vasana. According to your vasana, the desire will come. Then there will be, you will be thinking, sankalpa vikalpa, how to fulfill this desire. Then intellect will decide, this is the course of action I am going to take. Then it will be ordered to the organs of action, do this way. So this process is continuously going. The five organs of perceptions are bringing in the stimuli, giving it to the mind. Mind concerns the intellect and the memory. Then take a decision and tell to the organs of action, do this way. So this cycle of perception, decision and action is continuously going on. Bahubhasana indane, by fuel of the numerous desires, manomaya agni bahati, the mental seat fire maintains, bahati, it maintains, prapancham, the phenomenal world. So the fire, the mental seat brings about and maintains the entire phenomenal world. And when it is set ablaze by the sense object, which acts as a continuous stream of oblation. Have you understood? Like a Havan Kunda, in Havan Kunda there are different priests. They have got different functions. One will chant mantra, and some Havans are permanent type of thing, sthai, continuously is being maintained. One priest will chant mantra, other will put oblation, third will do other thing, make the arrangements and everything. So here also the mind is that Havan Kunda. In that Havan Kunda, who are the priests? These five are called the Hotri. They bring in the sense object, and this sense objects are nothing but ghee. Like in the fire we put ghee and the fire is kept ablaze. Similarly, this mind is kept alive because of the continuous flow of this stimuli brought in by the five organs of perception, and it is continuing. Now, verse number 169 is very important. If possible, memorize it.
Nahyasta vidya manaso tirikta. Nahyasta vidya manaso tirikta. Manoya vidya bhavavandu hetuhu.
Manoya vidya bhavavandu hetuhu.
Tasmin vinashte sakalam vinashtam.
Tasmin vinashte sakalam vinashtam.
Vijrimbhate smin sakalam vijrimbhate.
Vijrimbhate smin sakalam vijrimbhate.
Nayasta vidya manaso tirikta. Nayasta vidya manaso tirikta. Manoya vidya bhavabandha hetuhu.
Manoya vidya bhavabandha.
भेदहेतुः
तस्मिन् विनष्टे सकलं विनष्टम्
तस्मिन् विनष्टे सकलं विनष्टम्
विजृम्भतेऽस्मिन् सकलं विजृम्भते
विजृम्भते सकलं विजृम्भते
नायस्तविद्या मनसोऽतिरिक्ता मनोयविद्या भवबन्धहेतुः तस्मिन् विनष्टे सकलं विनष्टं विजृम्भतेऽस्मिन् सकलं विजृम्भते
नहि अस्ति अविद्या मनस अतिरिक्ता मन ही न नॉट ही वेरिली अस्ति देयर इज अविद्या इग्नोरेंस मनस अतिरिक्ता अपार्ट फ्रॉम माइंड मन माइंड ही इट्सेल्फ अविद्या इग्नोरेंस भवबंध हेतु इज द कॉज ऑफ बॉन्डेज और फॉर रीबर्थ सो अपार्ट फ्रॉम माइंड देयर इज नो इग्नोरेंस The mind itself is ignorance, which is the cause for the bondage or rebirth. So other than avidya, nothing else. And what is this avidya? Mind. So mind is avidya or avidya is mind. What is the cause of mind? What is the cause of gross body and subtle body? Now, I have made the question simpler. Causal body is the cause of Karan Sarir is the Karan of Sthula Sarir and Sukshma Sarir. Causal body is the cause of gross body and what is this causal body? Vasana. What is this Vasana? Ignorance. What is this ignorance? Ajnana of what? Ajnana of our own true nature. Is it not so? Ajnana. So, Ajnan is the cause of subtle body and in subtle body, mind is one item. Out of 17 items in the subtle body, one item is? Therefore, ignorance is the cause of mind. Proved. Ignorance is the cause of the mind. So, mind is ignorance, ignorance is mind. Clear. Scientific reason behind it.
Clear nahi hua pura.
What is the cause of gross body and subtle body? Mind is one of the 17 items of subtle body. What are 17 items? 5 jnanendriya, 5 karmendriya, panch pran, man and buddhi. So man and buddhi comes under subtle body. And the gross body, Jannamaya Kosha. What is the cause of gross body and the subtle body? Why do we take birth? It is because of the causal body. What is this causal body? Causal body is the Vasana. What is Vasana? It is Maya, Prakriti, Trigun or
Avidya.
What is Avidya? Not knowing my own true nature is Avidya. It is not ignorance of Sanskrit or ignorance of computer here. Ignorance of my own true nature is called avidya here. So avidya is cause or ignorance is the cause of gross body and subtle body. So the cause of mind is ignorance. Therefore, Shankaracharya says mind is ignorance or ignorance is mind. Very good. So other than mind, there is no ignorance. Other than mind, there is no ignorance. Okay. So clay pot is nothing but clay in different form. So mind is nothing but ignorance in different form. Mind is effect of ignorance. Cause is ignorance. What is effect? Effect is nothing but cause in different form. The cause of mind is ignorance. So what is mind? Ignorance in different form. That's all simple. Therefore, Raman Maharshi says, Manasam tu kim margane krite naiva manasam margarjavat. For detailed discussion, you have to refer to Upadeshar. Manasam tukem. Raman Maharshi has discussed in 30 verses all four mar, Ashtanga mar, Gyan mar, Karma mar, and Bhakti mar. In the Gyan mar, he has taken 14 verses. Other three he has patapat, all Karma yoga in 3 verses. So he says, Manasam tukem, marganetite. You are experiencing sukh dukh in mind. Is it not so? If we see an accident outside, the accident is not entering inside. What is entering inside is the thought of accident. So sukh dukh is what? It is a thought of happiness or sorrow. And when we are sorrowful, we try to adjust the thing outside. Is it not so? Raman Maharshi says, you are experiencing all those sukh dukh here. Why don't you inquire whether the mind is there or not? You don't have to do the adjustment outside. Is it not so? You don't have to do any adjustment outside. Manasam tukmi, what is mind? Find out. Very easy method. Margane krite, inquire. Margane krite, inquire. What is this mind? When you inquire, what will happen? Naiva manasam. Mind is not there. Marga Arjavat is so straightforward. Is it not? So we have seen there, there are two types of thought. One is called aham thought, another is called idam thought. What is this idam thought? Thought of glass, thought of mic, thought of spoon, thought of food. These are all idam, idam, idam. This are always changes. But the aham thought is same always. Who is experiencing? Who is seeing this glass? Who is seeing this mic? I. So I thought, aham thought is continuous. On that aham thought, continuously, idam thoughts of different types are coming and going. Jumping, coming, going. The knower is continuously. He said, okay, remove this idam thought which is continuously coming and going. Which is more permanent? Aham thought. The experiencer, the jiva. Then he says, how to inquire? Then he says, aham aham kuto bhavati chinvata ai patati aham nijvicharanam. Now try to find out where this aham aham is coming. Where from this? What is the source? The moment you inquire this aham, where from this aham coming, you will find it has disappeared. So what will remain after that? Aham inasa bhaji aham aham tayas purati dhit swayam parampoorna sat. Parampoorna sat you will find there. So in 3 steps you reach that consciousness, parampoorna sat. Inquire mind. What is mind? Mind is a flow of thoughts. Thoughts are 2 types. Number 1 is the idam thought and second is the aham thought. Idam thoughts are temporary, coming and going. Aham thought is more permanent. Experiencer, the jiva is there who is experiencing. Well, hold on to this aham thought. So idam thought gone. Aham thought is that. Idam thought gone means all OAT world gone. What remains? Only aham thought. Where is that? Where it is arising? Try to find out the source of that aham thought. The moment you try to find out, ai patati, gone. It's not there. What is there? Parampoon sat is there. In 3 steps you reach there. If you remember correctly the story of Mani Mama. You remember the story of Mani Mama? Inquire Mani Mama, Mani Mama either left the field, gone away. Ask mind, are you a subject or an object? The same thing can never become object and subject. This we discuss in detail when we discuss this point. A thing either can be a subject or an object, but it cannot become subject and object at the same time. If it becomes, then it is the greatest fraudster. Greatest fraud is that. So we have to inquire that way. What is this mind? Is it a subject or an object? Mind says, no, I am object also, I am subject also. That is not possible. Tasmin vinashte sakalam vinashtam vrijambate asmin sakalam vrijambate. Tasmin, when that vinashte is destroyed, sakalam, all vinashtam, everything is destroyed. When mind is destroyed, everything is destroyed. No aham thought and no idam thought. Vinashtam vrijambate asmin sakalam vrijambate. Vrijambate, manifest, asmin, when this sakalam, everything, vijambate, manifest. When mind is destroyed, everything is destroyed. And when mind manifests, everything manifests. This is our experience. In deep sleep, there is nothing there. Mind is not there, no world. The moment mind manifests in the morning, everything is manifest. So if we try to analyze this, then we will find there are two thoughts, aham and idam thought. And slowly, 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 if we reach to the source, we can remove both things. So both things are only mind. In a painting, if you see a painting, in the painting you will find river, mountain, human being, some animals, plants. Kya hai? It's only color. Remove the color, everything is gone. Similarly, remove the mind, everything is gone. Nothing is there, khatam. Now he takes up the dream in the next verse.
Swapnirtha shunne srijati swashaktya.
Swapnirtha shunne srijati swashaktya.
Bhoktra divishvam manaeva sarvam.
Bhoktradivishvam
manaeva sarvam tathaiva jagratyapino visheshah tathaiva jagratyapino visheshah tat sarvam etan manaso vijrimbanam tat sarvam etan manaso vijrimbanam. Swapnirtha sunne srijati swashaktya.
Swapnirtha sunne srijati swashaktya.
Bhoktra divishvam manaeva sarvam.
Bhoktra divishvam manaeva sarvam.
Tathaiva jagratyapino visheshah.
Tathaiva jagratapino visheshah.
Tat sarvam etan manaso vijrimbhanam.
Tat sarvam etan manaso vrijambhanam.
Swapnirtha sunne srijati swashaktya. Bhoktra divishvam manaeva sarvam. Tathaiva jagratyapino visheshah tat sarvam etan manaso vijrimbhanam.
Swapne artha sunne srijati swasaktya bhoktadi visvam mana eva sarvam. Swapne, in the dream state. Artha sunne, devoid of any external objects. Earth sunye srijati, projects. Swasaktya, by its power. Bhoktadi, enjoyer, etc. Viswam, the dream universe. Mana eva, mind alone. Sarvam, the entire. So in the dream state, what happens? You see how powerful is mind, you see. In the dream state, even though there is no contact with the outside world, mind alone projects the entire dream universe of enjoyer, etc. What is dream? Swapna. It is a state. There are three avasthas, na? Jagrat, Swapna and Susupti. So the moment somebody asks you, what is dream? It is a state, number one. Okay. Then, dream is a state. Artha sunye. Artha sunye, devoid of all outside objects. When we are dreaming, at that time, all our organs of perception, intellect is not available. Gross body is not available. And at the same time, intellect is also not available. Mind is active. Artha sunye, outside objects are not there. Srijati, it projects. Projects what? Suppose in dream you are enjoying gulab jamun. Who created this gulab jamun? Nothing came from outside, it has not come from your fridge. Who created? Mind created. Who is enjoying? Mind enjoying. So enjoyer and the world, both is created by Srijati swasaktya. By its own power it is creating. But that gulab jamun is not solid gulab jamun. It's only an appearance. The gulab jamun which you are enjoying in the dream is not solid. It is just an appearance only. So mind has got two powers, veiling power and the projecting power. This mind has veiled the waker. In the Jagrat Avastha, we also have, we say we are waker. In the dream state, we are dreamer. So this mind has covered the waker. Now he says, you are not the waker, you are dreamer. It has created that. And the whole dream world also is created by that mind. So there is no vision of the outside world. Like in the daytime also, if you see a post, you are superimposing a ghost. So the mind has veiled the post and projected ghost. In the dream also, same thing it has done. It has veiled the waker and has created the dreamer. So you are enjoyer of the dream world. So long you are in the dream world, a dream appears to be real. And for seeing the dream, you don't need these eyes. For tasting the gulab jamun, you don't need this tongue. All are created by that mind. Even the blind person also sees the dream. So you cannot say in the dream, my eyeballs are turned that way, so I am seeing inside. No. Now, Shankaracharya is giving a shock to all of us. Shock treatment. It says, tathaiva jagrat api no vishesa. Jagrat is also the same, like a dream. It's not a special something. Tata sarvam etab manasa brijambana. There also, everything is projection of mind. Let us see the word. Tatha similarly, eva alone, jagrati, waking state. Api also, no means English no, same thing. Na plus u, no. Visesaha, difference. Tataha, that, sarvam, all, etat, this, manasa, of the mind, brijamban. Similarly, the waking state is no different. All this world is projection of mind. Whole world is projection of mind. When the mind dissolves in our deep sleep, there is no world. The whole world is projection of mind. So he says, as the dream world is a creation of mind, same way The waking world is also creation of mind. And not only that, he says the reality of both are same. We give much importance and reality to waking state. We don't give reality to dream state. But he says the reality is one and same. Reality is same. It is an appearance only. Gulab Jamun is an experience in the swapna. Similarly, whatever you are seeing in the waking state is also an appearance. This question was asked by Janak Maharaj to Astabhakra. He said, Maharaj, I dreamt today, I am Janak Maharaj, but in the dream I was beggar. Which one is real? Tell me. Which one is the truth? In the dream, I was a beggar. Whether that is truth, whether that is reality, or in the waking state, I am the king. Which one is real? He said, both are unreal. Why both are unreal? Because they negate each other. When you are beggar, then you are not king. When you are king, you are not beggar. They negate each other, therefore both are unreal. Real thing can never be negated. You can negate the whole world, but you cannot negate Atman or Brahman. Since the both states negate each other, therefore both states are unreal. Another thing, whole dream is seen in the hit nadi. It is a very thin nadi inside, and you are seeing their palace or elephant, horses, mountain. How can you see in that hit nadi, which is very thin, such huge things there? Impossible. Therefore, we say the dream is unreal. Similarly, the whole projected world is also in the same place. It is unreal. You see, one is the Ishwar Srishti, another is the Jeev Srishti. This Ishwar Srishti, the mountains, rivers, trees, nature, they don't give us any suffering. They give us joy. Is it not so? Unless you are identified. If you are identified, then suffering will come. Not identified, it will give you joy. What is Jeev Srishti? Jeev Srishti is in that likes and dislike. I like this, I don't like this. I like this, I don't like this. This likes and dislikes are the impressions which is coming in our vasana from the time immemorial. And that is the cause of our birth. So we have to remove this Jeev Srishti created by us, likes and dislikes created by us. And it is not that if I like Gulab Jamun, some people may hate Gulab Jamun. The likes and dislikes of different people are different. So whatever we see, project, good or bad, it is our projection. And that projection is of mind. That projection is of mind. If you want to inquire the mind, the immediately mind will block you. Immediately it will block. You have got 100 works. Chalo, you have not seen the share market quotation today. Chalo, dekho, whether the market has gone up or down, gone down. It will not allow you to inquire. Immediately it will send you outside. Chalo, go to OET. It will never allow you. Inquire mind, you will find the mind itself is unreal. It is not there at all. It is not there. That is straightforward. Is it not a shock treatment? that the Jagrat, the waking state world, is also like the dream state world. You are not giving reality to the dream world. But we give reality to the waking world. Why? Because we experience, we transact. But this is also unreal. How will you prove unreal? Because it negates. Each avastha negates other avastha. Jagrat, Swapna, Susupti. When Jagrat is there, these two are not there. Swapna and Susupti is not there. When Swapna is there, then Jagrat and Susupti is not there. When Susupti is there, then these two states are not there. So each negates other. Therefore, they are not real. If anything is real, then it will stay permanently. They don't stay permanently. Therefore, they are not real. So we should not give importance to that.
Purnamadapurnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om.